embracing growth and success, overcoming limiting mindsets. It's one of the key factors that is actually helping the keeping the majority of your clients from being able to move forward with you and get the best results and the best lives that they could be living. Now, why is this happening? Well, it's happening for two reasons. One, they have been programmed to believe that their life is limited. They have been given a set mind based on past experiences, past stories, past examples, past perceptions from family members and school teachers and pastors and coaches that says, hey, you are limited to this because of this, right? And that's the first problem. But the second problem is, ding, 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 you. That's right. You are the next problem because you are allowing them to continue to live in those limited mindsets. You are in allowing them to stay there. Now, I know this isn't your intention. I know this isn't your goal to keep them trapped and stuck where they are, because frankly, them being stuck in a limiting mindset is actually keeping you from living your best dream, because they're not hiring you. They don't believe they can. They don't believe what's possible for their lives, and therefore they're not going to trust that you or anyone else can actually help get them to the things that they want. So they settle for the status quo, they settle for mediocre, they settle for what they've got right now, never attempting to move further than that. And that's part of the problem today, is the fact that most coaches, consultants, speakers, creators, they don't know how to help transform the audience's belief in themselves. They have to have certainty in what you do, but they must believe that it's first possible for them. And if you're not changing from imperceptible belief that they have that's been locked in and holding them back to an undeniable belief in themselves, then why would they trust you and have any certainty that you can bring them forward towards their goal? They can't. Right? So I want to encourage you that if you're not working on that, if you're not helping them move towards those things, if you're not helping them to create a new belief about themselves, about their abilities, about the potential that their life has, then you are falling short in serving them. Jesus says the greatest of all will be a servant to all. The greatest of these will be a servant to all. My question is, are you being a servant to all, or are you looking for your own benefit? Are you looking to serve yourself through the work that you do? I believe that if you're here and you're listening today, the reason that you're here is because you know that there is something missing in your business and you're ready to move forward and change that. If you don't know what that is, if you don't know how to help people build and foster belief in themselves, then I encourage you, go ahead and reach out to me at chadnedlin.com, and I will love to get together with you, have a conversation, and see what we can do to help to propel you forward so that you can make the impact and the difference in the lives of those you wish to serve more effectively today. We'll talk to you soon. You guys have an amazing day, and I look forward to catching up with you shortly.